So a homily on Mother's Day. If you're a minister, this Mother's Day comes around every year, the second Sunday in May, and over the decades, you read a lot about Mother's Day and how to celebrate it in an authentic and generous and complete way. It seems to me that what I've discovered is Julie Karsdorf wrote that what I learned from my mother, and that was our opening reading. And I think from our mothers, we learn immediately, or someone in that role, who we are, what our name is, who we're related. I'm your mama. This is, you know, others in your life. What sort of family we're part of, and what's expected of us in that family. And I mean, yes, you break the bread and you butter it with, you know, you put butter on the dish with your butter knife and you put that aside and you use your dinner knife to, we're a family, boys never hit girls. Different kinds of, we're a family that strives. We're a family that are always union men or whatever it is. But we learn this very early from our, largely initially from our mothers. And we learn the immediate consequences that follow. Should I not keep this all straight in my mind, who I was, what was expected of me, and this family connection foremost among my loyalties. From my mother, I additionally learned over time, over a short time, the value of being a trooper, showing up, being there when the curtain goes up and reciting your lines and being a trooper. And I also, she was a librarian, she loved to read, and we had books all over the place. So I learned about books and the love of books, and that all was forgiven if I was reading. From her mother-in-law, she didn't do it all alone. I had two grandmothers. My dad's mom, like a lot of people's, have somewhere in the family that they kind of impress upon you your roots. Did you come from this or that stock? My father's mother was back to the American Revolution and the Mayflower even, and had these kind of pretensions of aristocracy that she wanted to make sure we all recognized and lived up to, especially the democratic experiment, she always called what we're doing politically, and our importance to be knowledgeable citizens. From her mom, though, my maternal grandmother had a much softer lap. I learned that roots, yeah, notwithstanding, it doesn't really matter much. It's what you make of yourself right now. Now, Julie Karsdorf learned from her mother all about bringing fruit salad or chocolate cake, basically one's care to neighbors when they're mourning. The feminine instinct, we're told, and kind of want to believe, maybe I'm so old-fashioned, but I do, is kindly and nurturing. Julia Ward Howe and her husband, Samuel Gridley Howe, were kind of social and professional literati of the period just in the years before the American Civil War, and they were ardent and wealthy abolitionists. After Lincoln was elected president, they were guests at the White House at a social event. And after meeting the president, she was persuaded by her Unitarian minister, Jenkins Lloyd Jones, to write new words to the tune John Brown's Body, which she did. And those words are the battle hymn of the Republic. "My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He's trampled on the vineyards where the grapes of wrath are stored." It's a very powerful, martial song, and one of the most successful battle songs of all time, which actually grieved Julia Ward Howe a lot. And after the war, she dedicated her remaining of her life to promoting peaceful activities and alternatives to war. And that was the Mother's Day that she started the proclamation that's in our hymnal. Now, mothering, parenting, is not a simple matter of taking care of the immediate needs of another. It starts out that way, but it also involves giving children enough faith to try making it on their own and then letting go. Every person has a special character and faith, qualities of soul, really, that they've got to be encouraged, even at the risk of losing ordinary assurances of safety and normality. This is never easy, but it is necessary for the mental health of the children and the parents too. In Aisha's reading, we hear the grief of those whose connection to motherhood is complex and filled with feelings of loss and pain. Jenny, reading from Florida, Scott Maxwell, shares another of a woman's griefs, the pain of letting one's children go on their own way, which makes no sense to the parent. And it has to be sometimes. The experience of motherhood is actually a lot bigger than just moms. I was a single dad from the time my daughter was 21 months old. And within a year after that, living on opposite coasts with my daughter, a bi-coastal little airplane maven at 5 years old, flying coast to coast. And I don't know what her mom and I would have done in this age of pandemic, I can assure you. By the time she was in seventh grade, though, she stayed with me a lot, most of the time, every year during school. I'm a father, but I like the Andre Lorde poem we selected and that Aisha will read as our closing words in a few moments. I like her words because they remind me of my own particular daughter, Meredith, herself now a mother twice over, who was born one morning just before spring, and who has ever since been one thread running ours, you flowing through selves toward you, becoming yourself, which is, I guess, a parent's lament and joy to watch these children that have come from us find themselves and shine and be confident and whole. Our religious education program and our church and our families, we do everything we can to support that opportunity for all of us, mothers and others. This morning, we celebrate the complex, beautiful experience of motherhood. Let us bless moms everywhere that they might be their best, most nurturing selves and kind to their own children and to other children everywhere. May it be ever so. Amen.